Hi guys, welcome to another Morning English Broadcast. I'm the guy with the sleepy, drunk voice. 我是 Day.
大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
You guys have learned with us about prepositions and what is their significance in a sentence.
And sometimes there is a small confusing with two main prepositions. There are for and to.
就是今天呢，我们要讲一下我们一直喜欢弄混的两个介词 for 和 to。
那如果你想查看本期节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎大家微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文。
Why are they confusing? It is because in some contexts, to and for mean the same thing.
对，这两个介词我们经常喜欢弄混，是因为在一些情况下呢，这两个词的用法是一样的。
For example, if we say, I'm studying every day to improve my English, 或者说 I'm studying forAnd improved English
都是表示为了提高我的英文，我一定要每天的去学习啊，都是这两个介词都可以用。
Both of these sentences mean the same thing, but do not confuse them and put them in each other context.
对，比如说 I am studying every day for improve my English， 这就是一个错误的句子。我也会告诉大家为什么。
To use to or for, we need to keep in mind a simple rule. To always comes with a verb, and for most of the time is always with a noun. That makes sense, right?
It really makes sense. 就是语法当中规则特别多，但是我们可以记一个通常情况下，就是80%-90%的例子，就是 to 后面经常接上一个 verb， 也就是动词，而 for 呢，通常接名词。
So now since we know the rule, we should also keep in mind that to and for have some specific conditions. Let's share them.
So, conditions on using to. If you want to talk about number one, destination, we always use to.
对，就是说距离的时候呢，我们经常会用这个介词 to. 比如说呢
，We are going to Paris.
Oh, really?
No, no.
When?
Really. I'm going.
就是比如说啊，我们要去巴黎了。We're going to Paris. 这就是一个地点，我们要去这个地方，所以我们经常用介词 to. 第二个呢，经常用 to 的地方就是 distance， 表示距离。
When we want to compare distances, we use to. For example, it is about 10 meters from my house to the university.
Now, the third condition, giving. When you are giving someone something, to is always used to clarify who you are giving that something.
对，当你要给某样东西给某人的时候呢 ，to 也是我们经常使用的介词。
An example for that, I gave the book to Mumu for reading.
对，比如说呢，把这本书给我来阅读，所以 for in that place means purpose.
Yeah, but we will explain this later on. Moving on.
Actually, we're talking about now.
Okay.
What about the conditions on using for?
现在我们要聊一聊什么情况下我们会用这个介词 for.
Well, the first condition is benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So when something is beneficial for you, uh-huh. in a good or a bad way, and you want to explain what that something affects, we use for.
An example for that. Mm-hmm. Yogurt is good for your stomach.
对，解释一下，就是第一点用 for 呢，就是对什么什么有好处，对你的什么什么有好处，就可以用 for， 或是对你的什么有坏处，就是带来任何的影响，都可以用 for。比如说刚刚 Day 说这个句子 ，Yogurt is good for your stomach， 就是喝酸奶对你的胃有好处。
Too much sunlight is bad for your skin。
嗯，比如说晒太久的太阳呢，对你的皮肤可能带来不好的影响。这个地方对你的皮肤，我们就可以用 for your skin。
The second condition, a period of time. When you have done something for a while and then you want to share the amount of period you spent on this thing, skill or object, we use for.
对 ,for 还可以表示一段时间，比如说
I've been doing podcast for 8 months now. Actually, you, not me.
No.
I've been doing this for 3 years.
Wow, a good clap for Mumu, a good clap. Clap everyone.
Thank you.所以刚刚呢，这个就是造的一个句子，就是表示一段时间。比如说，我给大家录节目已经录了3年了。比如说 ，Day 给大家录节目已经录了8个月了。这一段时间呢，就可以用这个介词 for。下面这种情况叫做 schedule。
When you made an appointment and you need to specify the date。
对，比如说 ，I made an appointment for the 30th of March， 就是我在。三月份的30号呢，有一个约会。那这个地方的 for 就是把这个日期把它具体出来了 ，for the 30th of March。
The fourth condition is Doing something to help someone or asking someone for help to do something is usually the job for for. That sounds confusing, but...
对，就是帮助某人去做某件事情，为某人去做某件事情，就可以用 for 这样一个介词。我们可以 make some sentences to clarify.
Okay, the first example on this. Could you carry these boxes for Mumu?
那对照的这个句子呢，就是你可以帮Mumu来搬一下这些 boxes, 这些盒子吗？那这个地方呢，为我，为Mumu就是 for,、
mm-hmm.
或者比如说 I'm carrying these books for her,、
mm-hmm.
就是我在为她来搬这些书，为谁就是 for somebody.
Exactly.、
嗯、
Now we have many conditions on using to and for, but remember when I told you that to is with a verb and for is with nouns?
Yes, for can also follow verbs, but、mm-hmm. only verbs that ending with ing for.
An example for that, I am using this pillow for sleeping.
那么 for 后面还可以加上动词 ing 形式，比如说、刚刚对照的一个句子就是我用这个枕头来睡觉、mm-hmm. I'm using this pillow for sleeping、mm-hmm. 这个时候就可以加上 ing 形式了。
Now if we wanted to use to, we would have to remove the ing form、
mm-hmm.
An example for that,
I am using this pillow to sleep、mm-hmm. Actually the two sentences mean the same thing.
Exactly, so when we have the ing form, we use for. When we don't have the ing form, we use to.
早安英文给大家录了一档英语口语急救包的新专辑，带着大家从衣食住行一起来学习地道的口语表达。那么大家在喜马拉雅搜索早安英文就可以找到这个新专辑了，让我们一起快速帮你解决开口难的大问题。感谢大家收听我们今天的节目，如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程了解详情，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。那么今天这期节目呢，就是给大家分享了什么时候用 to 什么时候用 for 的大部分的情况，希望下次大家不知道用 to 或者是用 for 的时候，就可以来Listen to our podcast to make it clear to when to use to and when to use for.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you learned
for、
something.
listening.
Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope you learned something. And yeah, have a blast. 我是 Day.
我是木木，我们下期见。
Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.